if you're a parent that has adult children and there's that big age gap, you know, I would just encourage your older children just how much of an influence and an impact they can be. I know my sister was a huge impact in my life. She actually is the person who introduced me to Jesus.
Your blended family has 100% chance of success when you do it God's way.
We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Let's get after it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We're excited you're here with us today. If you haven't already, like, share, comment. We would love your feedback. You can email us at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com.
Yes.
Also, don't forget, September 30th, the Blended Couples Conference is coming to Grapevine, Texas. You can go to blendedkingdomfamilies.com, look at our events page. You can see this amazing lineup of speakers. This is an entire day dedicated to you as blended families, and it's going to be at Fellowship Church in Grapevine, Texas. We cannot wait to see you there.
Yes.
Today, we're going to be continuing onto the third part of our series on sibling unity, and yeah, we touched this last week, but we're going to deep dive it this week, mm-hmm, is when you have kids that are significantly different in age,
yeah,
and how that bonding process goes. So it can be, you know, like in our situation,
yeah,
Michael was, I think,
eight
when we, yeah, got married, but at 8, 9, and 10, he also now had little brothers.
Yes.
Which was really interesting about Michael is he went from being an only child to having five little brothers,
yes,
in 3 years.
Yes.
Because his father had two. Now he is one of seven. So he has a lot of little brothers and, yes, and sisters. But that was a significant age difference in bonding. And then we also see it when you have teenage kids and maybe adult children.
Sure.
So there's the blended family community is diverse in that setting.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we at least dive and touch those people who may be struggling in this area.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we both grew up in, yes, households where there were significant age differences.
Yeah.
So I shared on the previous podcast that my stepsister and I are 8 years apart. And when my mom and stepdad got married, I was in the fifth grade going, mm-hmm, into middle school, and my stepsister was a junior going into her senior year.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a lot of time with us in the house together where we were able to,
yeah,
bond and really get to know each other, so to speak. She was getting ready to step, mm-hmm, into adulthood, and I'm over here worrying about my braces, you,
yeah,
know? And so, you know, how do you build unity between siblings that have that huge age gap? And I know,
yeah,
Scott, you work with a lot of parents,
yeah,
and you had mentioned in your previous episode that you've been working with a couple that they're getting married and it's adult children. So,
yeah,
these children are in their 30s and 40s,
yeah,
and the parents are, you
well,
know,
not only
married,
are they worried about their children bonding, they're worried about their
grandchildren
bonding.
Yes, yes.
So, and like you, and just to kind of refresh the story here, I grew up, you know, the siblings were very large age difference. I had a sister who was 4 years older than me. I had a half sister who was 12 years older than me. And I had a half brother who was 10 years older than me. My two half siblings, I didn't grow up in the same house. So we,
yeah,
very separated and had a very fragmented relationship. But we were able to do things to create a bond.
Yeah.
Whereas my sister, we did grow up in the same house, but we did have a significant age difference. So there, the complexities are there.
Yeah.
But those, when you're building and bonding a new blended family, you're stuck in this situation where you're like, they don't really have a lot in common except for,
yeah,
like us.
Yeah,
and so, sure, what do you do, and how do you adjust when really developmentally and,
yeah,
maturity level is much, much different. So you can't be like, hey, you guys go hang out and,
sure,
do something you enjoy doing together.
Yeah.
There has to be a lot of, again, intentionality.
Yeah.
I think a lot from the older.
Yeah.
To be able to reach down and go, hey, listen, let me create this bond.
Yeah.
And a lot of communication. I'm going to share one story of something that I did. And I think I've told you about this. I'm sure I have. But when Michael was younger, and one of the ways that I kind of told him about, you know, what their bond could look like is, I remember when Michael was, you know, he was probably in his 12, he was probably 10, 11, 12, something like that. And I told him, I said, listen, I'm going to share a responsibility with you now. Mm-hmm. I said, but I want you to understand your prime responsibility wherever you are, mm-hmm, is making sure that your siblings are safe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was instantly creating a oversight bond with, mm-hmm, his younger brothers.
Yeah.
And I would make sure that I would reiterate that to him. What's your number one responsibility? Because we needed help.
Yeah.
We had a lot of little kids, and, mm-hmm, I needed his hands. I needed his eyes,
mm-hmm,
to understand that, hey, this was important. So,
yeah,
I was giving him the responsibility of making sure that he understood that his little brothers it was in his purview to protect them as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he is a protector. He, that is just by nature. Michael is very protective and he's very loyal. And I think that's something that he enjoys doing. He loves teaching his little brothers about football and playing football. If you've been listening to us for a while, you know that we're a football family. So all of our kids play football. And, you know, that is something that Michael started around 8 years of age. But as our boys, as we had children and they've grown up, that has been something that they truly bond over. Michael attends all of his brothers' games. Yeah. He wakes up at 8 o'clock in the morning when we have games, even after having, you know, practiced the day before and he's tired, he still gets up and goes to support his little brothers and, you know, teaching them plays and practicing with them outside, going swimming with them. You know, that is something that has developed over time. And he enjoys being their, his brother's keeper. He enjoys being their protector and looking after them. And so I think that's something, you know, with our family that has been so sweet. And then, you know, I know with when it comes to adult children, you know, you said something earlier, Scott, that I want to go back to. It was having them stay involved in their lives and attending events and family, family events and dinners and things like that. And, you know, I remember when I was in college, I would reach out to my sister a lot because there were just things that I didn't feel comfortable going to my parents to. But my sister, my stepsister, who's 8 years older than me, and I had built this bond, and I felt like I could go to her and my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And it was a safe place. And I remember even times in college when I was struggling, I would drive back home 3 hours from college and I would see my sister and brother-in-law and not even see my parents. Sorry, mom and dad. But, but you know, there were things that I remember I was going through and I really needed their wisdom and insight in that. And I just didn't feel like I could share that with my parents in that season. And so if you're a parent that has adult children and there's that big age gap, you know, I would just encourage your older children just how much of an influence and an impact they can be. I know my sister was a huge impact in my life. She actually is the person who introduced me to Jesus.
Yeah.
And that has changed my life significantly. Yeah. And so, you know, I know that there's a lot of people listening where they're having just a hard time because there is that age gap. But I think, talking to our older children and just explaining to them the responsibility and the influence that they can have over their siblings and step siblings and how they can play a part in that. I think that's when we can really give them a place to say, you get to play a part in their story. You get to play a part in their life that can really impact who they are as an adult and their future.
Yeah. And you want to do that. And you need to keep them involved in their life.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that kind of came to my mind is that we were preparing for this and I was writing this. Actually, I was writing some of this stuff last night and I was thinking, you know, how do you do that? Well, you know, you can use technology to do this as well. Mm-hmm. So again, you may not all be in the same household, but you can start sharing experiences.
Yeah.
So maybe that is, hey, there's a video that I took the other day of, you know, the little one playing football.
Yeah.
And instead of keeping that to yourself or maybe even sharing that verbally over the phone, you're like, hey, I'm going to have a group text with all the kids and I'm going to make sure that I start sharing experiences because we connect emotionally more with the more personal the communication is.
Yeah.
Through words, not so much. Through video, a little bit more. In person, a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So there's different levels of how we're going to connect. So you can start having those shared experiences via technology. Like, well, hey, I have a group text and I want to share that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, my sister, she puts all of us on a group text with her in-laws, my parents, our entire family, and she'll put pictures of my niece on there.
Sure.
Like she just got her driver's license. So she sent all of us a picture and, you know, we send our first day of school pictures, things like that. And so, yeah, I think that technology is a great way to build that sibling unity with having those big age gaps, whether it's an age gap or not. Like technology is a great thing when used in a positive way that we can connect and have shared experiences with one another.
Or doing FaceTime calls together. Mm-hmm. You know, again, you want to create opportunities for them to bond, especially if they're not living in the same house, and just create some type of connection and start establishing a history.
Yeah.
I mean, relationships are really based upon historicals.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what do we know about each other?
Yeah.
The longer you've known each other, the deeper that friendship is. The more shared experiences you have, the deeper that friendship is.
Sure.
So if you're in a situation where there's a big age gap, you know, don't force them to come to either one of them's level,
yeah,
but just kind of respect where they are and go, where can you be a benefit and an addition to each other?
Yeah.
And it may be in my case and your case, mm-hmm. you know, I remember calling my half brother up and saying, hey, I've got this question about college, or,
yeah.
you know, my half sister and I still speak to today.
Yeah.
And we talk about, hey, different things that she's really versed on yeah. that I may not be. And I'm 46 years old and I still feel that relationship
yeah.
the way it is. I feel mm-hmm. still feel like she has a lot of wisdom that I don't have.
Yeah.
So that relationship can survive throughout the years, but you have to kind of respect where it is.
Yeah.
Don't force anything mm-hmm. backward or forward, and always create opportunities for connection.
Yeah. And I think you see that a lot, especially, you know, you were talking about the couple that you've been counseling that they have adult children and grandchildren.
Yeah.
So maybe, if your parents that are listening and you have children and grandchildren and you're in that season of, you know, we can't get them together. You know, maybe it's hosting Christmas or Thanksgiving at your house. And you know what? Maybe the whole family doesn't show up. But for the mm-hmm. ones that do, you're creating that opportunity for your family and the siblings and step siblings to be able to bond. Even though everyone may not show up, there is still mm-hmm. that opportunity. And, you know, as parents, I can imagine we're not there.
Yeah.
We haven't experienced that. But I can imagine that, you know, your desire is for them to get to know one another and have a relationship so that your grandchildren can bond and become yeah. close to one another. But understanding that, you know, as they are adult children, we can't control what they do. We can't control what they say, but we can be prayerful and we can still provide that opportunity for the family to come together. And again, it's their choice if they come or not. Yeah. But by extending that, that opportunity, you know, we're hopeful that can happen.
Well, and I'd also tell you to acknowledge the fact that adult children may grieve mm-hmm. and fear that you are replacing them
sure.
with a different or new family. So again, don't always assume that, you know, that relationship is going to be welcomed.
Sure.
So it's really important to acknowledge and to humble yourself to say, hey, listen, I know that you may have some feelings here. You may be mourning the fact that you're watching something that you desired.
Yeah.
And you're not sure on how you want to connect with that. So yeah. keeping an open dialogue is a very, very key thing.
Sure.
So guys, we are going to be finishing up this series on sibling unity next week. We're going to be talking about building unity between new siblings. So this is brand new and probably uh-huh. similar in age. We're going to be, again, I think what I love about this series is we've kind of touched these throughout. And then every time we do a podcast, we're going deep into that subject.
Yeah.
So again, just keeping top of the mind of all this. So guys, thanks for being with us. Can't wait to see you next week. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do.
Hey guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.